The siege in Islamabad's Red Mosque ended Wednesday after two full days of fighting between government forces and Islamists. At least 75 supporters of the hardline clerics of the mosque were killed. So were 10 Pakistani soldiers. President Pervez Musharraf's decision to move against the Islamists was unpopular among many Pakistanis, and even elements of the army, who are reportedly sympathetic to the hardline religious state that those inside the mosque were trying to establish. We're now joined by writer and analyst Ahmed Rashid from Lahore. Mr. Rashid, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
In a speech after he moved against the mosque, President Musharraf said, this is a quote, "It is our resolve that we will eliminate extremism and terrorism wherever it exists." Is this throwing down the gauntlet between himself, his government's military, and the Islamists?
Well, in one way it is, but it's also a defense for his inaction earlier. I think certainly people hope that he means what he says, but it still has to be seen. You know, I mean, the choice really now is between either, you know, going seriously against these extremists or, in fact, trying to appease them, as he has done over the past few years.
Explain to us how, in your judgment, President Musharraf tries to appease such elements while, on the other hand, casting himself on the other side, certainly when he meets with Western leaders.
We've seen that since 9/11, the Pakistani government has been very selective in who it actually runs down. That is, for a time, we had a lot of cooperation with the Americans in catching al-Qaeda, but nothing was done about the Taliban. Now Pakistan is catching the Taliban, but it seems to have gone very quiet for the last 18 months or so in catching any al-Qaeda. At the same time, there's been a very inconsistent policy of attacking and appeasement with local extremists. In the tribal areas, he's attacked some of these militants who've been living there, and then a few months or a year later, making peace deals with them.
Has he been doing this because he thinks in terms of popular opinion and politically that's as much as he can get away with doing?
The primary reason is that there is a very close relationship between the army and the extremists, and there has been for the last 25 years. After all, Pakistan was supporting the Taliban in the 90s. Pakistan was supporting extremists fighting in Kashmir, and the intelligence services have very close links to all these people. And in fact, the Red Mosque was itself in the 90s a major conduit between the intelligence services and the Taliban and al-Qaeda and Kashmiri militants.
Intelligence report came out this week that concludes that al-Qaeda is now stronger than at any time since September 11th, 2001, and says that al-Qaeda has been able to settle into new bases in some of the tribal areas of Pakistan. Do you think that's happened?
I think very much that's happened. There have been these spate of suicide attacks inside Afghanistan and some in Pakistan too. Now, it's generally acknowledged here that the training for suicide attackers, the making of suicide belts in the tribal areas has become a kind of factory for this. And this has all been done under al-Qaeda encouragement. Certainly, I think the Americans seem now very convinced. They're no longer saying that al-Qaeda is based along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. The most recent statements have been that al-Qaeda is based in Pakistan.
The attitude of many Western governments seems to be they're not entirely happy with what they consider to be the appeasement policies of President Musharraf, but on the other hand, they have a greater fear for who might succeed him.
Well, I think, you know, the real tragedy of Western governments has been that they have no plan B for a post-Musharraf era. And they don't trust anyone, they don't want anyone else. And I think this is a very, very dangerous situation. Musharraf is extremely unpopular, not just by the fundamentalists, but there's been this long-running campaign by the judiciary. Millions of people have been in the streets protesting against the middle-class people. What people are advocating for is a return to civilian rule. Middle-class, educated Pakistanis who are turning very anti-American because they just see this continuous barrage of statements in favor of Musharraf, nothing in favor of the democratic movement.
Ahmed Rashid, the author of Taliban, joined us from Lahore, Pakistan. Thank you for being with us, Mr. Rashid.
Thank you very much.